Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy, Shambi Podding, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. I dropped the episodes yesterday, which was a bonus, okay? Me and Baylor doing our first show together for this year, because it was just overdue. So make sure you check out 90s commercials with Baylor, myself, and Marcy. Marcy, we got Marcy on the thing, okay? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. This is another bonus, okay? Y'all don't usually get me on a Sunday, but today's a special day. It's in the title, all right? This is my 7th anniversary year of She Gets a Pod. Started in 2018, and it was just a place for me to express, right? And slowly but surely, it's become a favorite to many of you, and I appreciate you guys for listening. Because in podcasting, you have to be both, okay? When I say you have to be both, you have to be a dinosaur by wisdom, and you have to be a robot willing to learn while flexing creativity. Okay? It's a mixture of those things. And if you keep those things consistent, don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about the spaces. Don't worry about the opportunity. It'll come meet you where you're at. All right? This episode is an answer to Baylor's episode PSA, episode 390. He is a part of my pod familia. Okay, y'all know that. We have a fundamental group chat of thoughts and collabs with other podcasters. Gigi, Drake, Baylor, and myself. All right. It is hard to find a group of different-minded podcasters who are all consistent on their own level. But that is us. All right. I kept thinking of a word to answer Baylor's question in that episode, and I kept saying to myself, is it new? Is new the word? Is it trying? Is trying the word? Is the word I'm looking for something I already said? I just couldn't come up with a word. So
the best word I could come up with is change. Like something involving change. So I said, the best word to describe this chapter of my life has got to be evolving. But when am I not evolving? When am I not evolving or thinking about something new? I'm always thinking about something new. I'm always thinking about something more, something different, something better, right? Sometimes that could be a pro, and sometimes that could be a con, because you have to learn how to pause and slow yourself down and be grateful for all the things you've done thus far, right? And evolving is just a gradual development or change over time, which I think I do quite frequently. New ideas, new processes. I've done several episodes going against what I do now. Episode, soft side stays tucked. Really, really not what I'm doing right now. Episode, renting lovers. Episode, single so long I got comfy. All right. That's a real one. That is a very much a real one. Episode, feelings. Is there a vaccine for that? Okay. I've done the episodes bashing what I'm allowing right now. So clearly I'm evolving. Relationship PTSD. Everybody has it. Everybody has their triggers. Everybody has those things that they're just like, absolutely not. Never doing that again. Red flag on the play. But then you get to a point where you've done enough time with yourself to understand that you are probably making things seem harder than it actually is when you're dealing with the right person, right? So I'm bothered a lot less these days arguing with who. I'm not doing it. Learn yourself and you learn people and you grow. And that's just how it works. Everyone is working through something, and if they're not working through something, they're stalling, they're avoiding, and they're not growing. And I always want to put myself in a position of growth. We all thugging through our own shit in a certain way if we want better, and that's fine. That's progress. I still like being home more than being out. I've been in a different city every month since February, and I plan to be in other places also, which is fine. Okay. That is not a problem at all. But podcast wise, the brainstorming of a marathon is going on right now. Can't give any more details on that, but I can't wait till that project happens. I created a new pod with Gigi. She was on Just a Conversation podcast. So right now, Gigi and I are doing a podcast, which is like her training wheels of podcasting, so she can eventually do that solo. So Just a Conversation was the podcast that she was on with Greg. And now we're doing Call Me When You Get Off podcast. If you haven't checked it out, you should check it out. It's, I think, 6 episodes in. We do it bi-weekly, so every month that's 2 episodes. So yeah, check that out. I'm always needing more creative minds on the Creator podcast. Juggling all these podcasts is a challenge, but a challenge that I enjoy. So don't think that I'm overwhelmed. I'm not. And I brought back She Gets a Pod. My free thought podcast where there is no box. There is no, oh, that's a podcast just about these things. I talk about everything on here. I vent. I live think, meaning you're getting fresh thoughts. Sometimes you're getting pre-written thoughts. And sometimes I'm dropping a bonus where I didn't plan to do it, but here it is. As far as parenting life, I'm still thugging. The girls are growing up. I'm going to have a middle schooler soon. The girls are still on honor rolls, so they're nerding. Still doing Cozy Womb Podcast. The teen season is getting so much feedback. The listens on that and the downloads on that are crazy right now. I'm still two girls in the house solo, and it's exhausting because they are very petty. But I do feel just like at peace with this podcast because I'm on my 23rd season. Most of my seasons are either 30 or close to 40 episodes long. There's one season where I did 12 episodes, but that was very particular. But most of my seasons are around 30 episodes long, average. And I pick seasons because sometimes I want to focus on something particular over the next thing. So that's why I pick seasons. But yeah, 23 seasons in, over 12,000 episodes dropped and downloaded since 2018. And I want to say thank you to my pod fam. Thank you to people who support me that don't even like podcasts or listen to podcasts. Thank you to all the people who have DM'd me about something I said or let me know that something I shared helped them understand this person a lot more, understand me a lot more, or understand themselves a lot more. People who have come on the show on Stereo app and just gave feedback and you know, dropped wisdom. Miko, you know, thank you for collaborating. Juice, Teroy, Drake, Baylor, Gigi. Like, everybody who has been on an episode, thank you for coming on the episode. Ant from Too Much Game Podcast. Like, there's so many great people in podcasting that a lot of people don't think about, because when they think about podcasting, they think man versus woman or petty bullshit or gossip or celebrity shit. And it's not always that. Like, you have to dig deeper. It's kind of like people who think all rap is the same, or people who think all hip hop is the same, or people who think all rock music is the same. There's some great, talented people in there. You're just not looking in the right places. There's video podcasts. There's audio only podcasts. There's live podcasts that happen. There's group podcasts. There's solo podcasts. There's podcasts that are 5 minutes. There's podcasts that are 10 minutes. There's podcasts that are 30 minutes to an hour. There's podcasts that are 2 hours. Like, your audience is going to like you or they're not going to like you. Don't give a fuck about the people who don't like you, because they really don't matter. Okay? When it comes to work for me, what's going on in my life at work, it's a job. It has its pros and cons. That's it. The pay increase, but also the inflation increase. So really, does it mean shit? No. I'm just tired of working a job I'm not passionate about. I'm always going to be tired of working a job I'm not passionate about. But that doesn't mean I get to quit and do nothing, because, yeah, you gotta balance priorities and the things that you want to do at the same fucking time, okay? I'm maintaining, and it is what it is. I'm in a new relationship that I'm enjoying. I'm learning things about myself. I'm learning things about other people. I'm inviting someone into my world. They're inviting me in theirs, and it's very interesting to do that at this point in my life, because I'm so used to being by myself, right? And so for me to be open to that, and for the people that I care about and the people that love and care about me to enjoy that person also, that's cool. That's like a refreshing thing to do without them trying to suggest me, oh, please don't do that. I don't think, like, it's good to have good feedback from people who know you more than the person that's getting to know you. But being open to letting them in. So my answer to Baylor's question on PSA on that episode is, this isn't my best, but I'm better because I'm evolving. And it's okay to be evolving still, because that's motion, okay? And if you got motion, you good. But if you're not moving and shit is not changing, you might want to sit and rethink that, all right? My name is She Gets a Pod. Again, thank you so much for another year, 7 years doing this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for purchasing merch. And if you have purchased merch and the shipping's taking super long, it's because Teespring is going through another vendor to print their shipments from like Christmas. So the shipment is kind of slow, but just track your order and you can see the progress of it. And if you have any questions, you can DM me or you can go to the website and email them. They're really good at answering back on your order. Other than that, everything's Gucci. All right? With a sprinkle of Prada, which is my new perfume, by the way. All right. Y'all be great. Y'all be good. Again, happy Sunday. I have a lot of shit to do today. My washing machine broke. Yes. Adulting. Amazing. But other than that, I'm great over here. This chapter of my life is evolving. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Peace. Have a great Sunday. Don't do anything I want to do. Yeah.